About a third of the world's monkeys, apes, and other primates are nearing extinction, according to the World Conservation Union's newest report. Four of the most endangered species listed in the report live in West and Central Africa, an area of endemic poverty and instability. World Conservation Union senior researcher Simon Stewart says some of the region's primate population decline is a result of habitat destruction, often from logging. But he says the biggest threat to monkeys and gorillas is poaching.
The hunting pressure is extremely intense for any medium-sized to large mammal in the West African rainforest belt. Extremely intense, and so almost all species are going down very fast because of this.
Stewart says widespread poverty has led to an increase in poaching and trade in bushmeat.
Animals are harvested from the rainforests, and they're not now eaten locally. They're normally sold in the capital cities or even in the capital cities of neighboring countries if higher prices are paid there. And so this is now a fully commercialized trade.
Stewart says with the bushmeat market becoming more organized, more developed law enforcement measures are needed to crack down on sales, a challenge for poor countries with limited infrastructure and other development priorities.
If you can poach a monkey, and even if it's illegal, the chances of getting caught are very low. The chances of making money by selling your dead monkey on to somebody are very high, and so you're going to do it.
Stewart says bushmeat may not be a reliable source of income for long. He says if trends continue, the region could run out of primates. Research scientist with the German-based Max Planck Institute, Peter Walsh, has worked in conservation in countries across West and Central Africa.
If there are mass movements of refugees, then they tend to get in areas and hunt those areas out. But on the other hand, sometimes having some civil instability sort of helps because it prevents any kind of formal trafficking from going on.
He says political instability is also affecting primate populations. Many countries in West and Central Africa are recovering from civil wars or are still embroiled in conflict.
If there are mass movements of refugees, then they tend to get in areas and hunt those areas out. But on the other hand, sometimes having some civil instability sort of helps because it prevents any kind of formal trafficking from going on.
Several rare mountain gorillas that live in war-torn rebel areas of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo were shot this year, some execution style. Walsh says even in politically stable countries where governments are making efforts to protect species, such as Ghana, they do not have the means to keep up with their decline.
The problem now is that the rate at which they're making progress is much slower than the rate the animals are getting, you know, pushed towards extinction.
Primates that made the highly endangered list include species of monkeys and apes from Ghana, Ivory Coast, Equatorial Guinea, Cameroon, and Nigeria. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.